Al Jazeera covers a lot more than just news in the Muslim world. It operates sports channels, a documentary channel, even a children's channel. Egyptian TV watchers are also tuning in to what was once considered a uniquely American phenomenon, the flashy televangelist. NPR's Susanna George makes the connection in Cairo, Egypt.
This is the theme song from Atariq Asah, The Right Path. Host Moez Masoud is an unlikely televangelist. He left university with an economics degree. He wears a neat Western-style suit and doesn't sport a beard. The show airs on the Iqra channel. Its fancy graphics, sleek set, and crisp lighting look like something straight out of MTV. Moez preaches moderate Islam. His show addresses subjects that range from first date etiquette to how to wear your headscarf. One of his toughest challenges? Battling misconceptions that Muslims have about their own faith, even on the simplest level.
The idea of happiness. We think that while on the right path, that we're not allowed to be happy. Religion has been presented in such a way to us that it makes us feel that happiness and being a pious Muslim are mutually exclusive.
Moez is hardly the only person preaching Islam on TV. Egyptian Amr Khaled studied accounting before he began giving religious lectures in Cairo nearly 10 years ago. Today, he preaches on the Egyptian television channel El Mahwar. He's sometimes known as the Dr. Phil of the Arab world.
My message is very clear: to make development in this area of the world, the Middle East, through youth and women. Because I believe that youth and women in this area can do a big role to change, unfortunately, the very bad image about our countries.
But unlike Moez, Amr is not concerned with reconciling a Muslim faith with a Western lifestyle.
I open channels to ask people, put your faith in this area to make a better future for your country. If you are going to listen to the few numbers of people who want to destroy, you will get nothing. I'm talking on behalf of youth. They want to build, not destroy.
Amr says that if you really want to reach youth in the Arab world, Islam has got to be an essential part of your message.
The faith in this area of the world is the language. To say we don't want to talk about faith in the Middle East, you are not to understand what are the roots of this area of the world.
Televangelists like Amr Khaled and Moez Masoud are not without their detractors. Critics of Moez claim that he is promoting Islam light, a watered-down version of Islam that ignores the inherent clashes between the religion and a Western life. Moez's response?
I'm flattered because Islam is all about light, L-I-G-H-T. But of course, if they want to spell it L-I-T-E, if by that you mean that I've gotten rid of all the excessive baggage that you've put onto it, because of your narrow-mindedness, then yes, it's a lot lighter than your overweight Islam. But if they mean that I've actually taken something away from the essentials of the faith, then I would say that's a very bold accusation, and I would like to see proof.
Their messages are slightly different, but both Moez Masoud and Amr Khaled particularly appeal to young Muslims. Moez says they can identify with him.
Maybe they consider me someone who's been there and done that, you know, traveled the world and also lived the quote-unquote party lifestyle and stuff. It's like Bob Dylan. He said, and don't criticize what you cannot understand. And I think that we feel this way towards those people who speak to us about the faith, but from an ivory tower and who've never been there and done that.
Whether or not moderate preachers like Moez Masoud and Amr Khaled are antidotes to extremism or just passing fads isn't clear, but both have a large and growing following. Susanna George, NPR News, Cairo.